In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there is nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I am walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I long to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:23-26. Good morning, friends. What a privilege to be coming your way once again by means of radio. Think of this scripture for a moment. But with God all things are possible. That may seem a little far from natural reasoning, but bear in mind that this says with God. God is not limited as we think of limitations. We come to the end of our resources, but not with God. He can turn clouds into sunshine, the tempest into quietness, and storms into calmness. Oh, how the world stands in need of the touch of God. The opposite from possible is impossible. Listen to this verse. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. This was the bold statement made by the angel unto Mary, the mother of Jesus, before his conception. I'm glad it was possible for God to be interested in the inhabitants of the earth. There was a time when people in the world seemed to think the earth was so big and so wide that one could hardly know the boundaries of its borders. But in recent years, how things have changed. Now, the men of earth who soar into the wide spaces of the heavens, look back upon the earth and see how tiny and how small it really is in comparison to the universe. They see that tiny globe rotating out there in the vast space of the universe. How insignificant it seems. How deserted it appears, and so all alone. Then just think, what if God were to vacate the earth and leave us to grope in darkness of night? Wouldn't that be a lonely place? But may I remind you that these men who soar into space were not the first ones to realize how great is the God of the universe. Listen to this. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Psalms 8:3-4. You see, it was hard to take it in how God could be so great and yet be interested in the inhabitants of the earth. But remember, with God nothing shall be impossible. So it was. He was interested enough to send that child born of the virgin into the world as a savior for all mankind. When I get to thinking of these things, do you know where my mind so often goes? Listen, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Psalm 19:1-4. Now, just like the stars, the sun, and the moon are the lights of the heavens, even so, this Christ that came into the world is the light of the world. Listen, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:6-12. Isn't it strange that people will not come to the light? Why is it they want to be in darkness? Here's the answer. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John 3:19-21. Then, seeing that the worldly-minded are like this, places even a greater responsibility on those who are holding up the truth. Here's what Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5:14-16. Dear ones, there is a responsibility on those who are the children of God. Are you willing to accept that challenge and be a light in this world? Are you willing for God to work and shine through you, that others may see the light and come to the knowledge of the truth? Listen to this poem. Hold up your light. Hold up your light, my brother. Never let it grow dim. The world is groping in darkness. They are traveling the paths of sin. They need to know the Savior and his love for one and all. There are many weak and erring who in darkness may stumble and fall. Then hold up your light, my brother. Never let it grow dim. Someone is watching your life to see if you are free from sin. Your light may help somebody so they will not lose their way. So be sure your light is shining as you go on from day to day. Then hold up your light, my brother. Never let it grow dim, but tell the old, old story, and let everyone know of him who came to earth to save them, and to him always be true. Who knows, you may help somebody. So much depends on you. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. Some way break down the barriers which hold them in darkness. Set the captive free through the power of the gospel. We ask a special blessing on those who are sick and suffering. Comfort their hearts through thy word and spirit, and thine shall be the praise through our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we have been a blessing, we'd be glad to hear from you. And if we may be of some help in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. You may write us by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now this thought. In ordinary life, a man who is unwatchful, wavering, unmanly, and weak achieves little, gains very little respect or confidence, and if he does not become an absolute wreck, is still compared to a piece of driftwood floating aimlessly down the stream of life and carried whithersoever chance currents may direct its course.
Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him without delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely bless your soul today. Will you come to him? him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Jesus, full of mercy, will you give him time and talents too? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner, to your precious soul be true. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come? Will you come to Jesus? Do not tarry. He has paid the price your ransom cost. Faithful in his active service standing, though the world around in sin is lost. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Come to Jesus, time is flying. Do not wait a moment, come just now. Many souls in sin each day are dying. Come and at his feet, repenting bow. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
I see I have just a few moments here. May I take this opportunity to say a very hearty thank you to every one of you who've helped us through this past year. We hope that God will bless you richly, abundantly, over and over again for every sacrifice you have made for his cause. And now as we draw to the close of this year in just a few more days, let us renew our consecration to God and our efforts as we reach forth with the gospel to the ends of the world. Until we meet again, may the richest blessings of the Lord be with each one of you. This is Willie Murphy saying a very cheerful goodbye.